Hello and welcome to this edition of Interviews with Prosperity. My name is Dave Charbonneau and I'll be interviewing William Osgood of Coaching for Results. Coaching for Results realizes that what each of us as individuals really want is genuine happiness, and his teachings reflect this real-life approach to doing business. After the interview, you can visit William's company website at www.coaching-for-results.com. Thanks for listening. Let's get started. Hi, and welcome to this edition of Interviews with Prosperity. My name is Dave Charbonneau. I'm here today with Mr. William Osgood of Coaching for Results. Are you there, William?
I am indeed. Hello.
How are you today?
Doing terrific.
Good. Now, you have the name of your company is, correct me if I get any of this wrong, please, it's Coaching for Results. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And I understand that you do corporate training, individual coaching, as well as leadership coaching, and you have some unique twists on how you accomplish this, how you get the results that you're coaching for. Can you tell me, fill me in on exactly what you do?
Yeah, that's a pretty good summary, but I think specifically the work that is accomplished by Coaching for Results is basically threefold. One is creating systems and processes in organizations so that they can create the same kinds of excellent results throughout the organization. It can be done by multiple people. It doesn't always have to be the primary one who's always delivered excellent results. It can be other people because there's a process to follow that says this is how we got excellent results. That's our primary core work that we do at Coaching for Results. As a result of that, we developed our second product, which is phenomenal, and it's called the STAR Package. It's a selection and recruiting process to bring new employees into your organization. Okay. And what it is it's basically a 15-step process that walks you through everything from the time that you submit an ad or a notice or a wanted or whatever you have done to create a pool of potential candidates. We start you there and walk you all the way through till that time when that employee is in your organization and producing excellent results. And that is our fastest growing product and our product that we're most excited about right now, because it literally is a turnkey. And then with 1 hour of coaching, our team can help that organization literally customize it to theirs.
Okay.
So the third offer that we have that's...
Let me back up on the first two to make sure I'm following you. Right now, as I understand it, you've got your first area of production or value that you offer is, if I can ultra simplify this, making sure things are running right through systems and processes.
Correct.
And then the second would be ensuring that you're getting the right people into your organization for these systems and processes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what's number three?
And then the third offer is all forms of personal leadership coaching, where we will help individuals and leaders achieve whatever it is that they are looking to accomplish. So we'll do that through coaching one-on-one. We'll do that through group coaching. We'll do that through our seminar company. And we'll also help them in an organization that we're creating right now called the Strategic Leadership Forum, which is a forum of CEOs to help CEOs receive the coaching from a group of CEOs that's facilitated by Coaching for Results, where they share all of the things that are working well in their organization and the things that aren't working well, and throw those out to the group, and the group helps each one, not only in the area of accountability, but to achieve what they are looking to achieve by being a member of that group.
Okay, so the third area is individual or group coaching, and you said to get whatever it is they want. Is that within the business, outside of the business? Is that, what do you mean by, do you mean anything when you say anything?
Yeah, literally what will happen is the breakdown that people experience is, I've always wanted to do that. Well, if they're serious enough to talk to our company about achieving that, then that's what we're going to help them achieve. If they say in our company, you know, I've always wanted to be able to have a company that had, you know, 7 employees and was generating $2 million in revenue a year, then we'll help them achieve that. So it is literally across the board. Or if it's a leader that says, you know, I really would like to improve my leadership skills. The people that I'm responsible for, they're not quite producing at the level that they should be. I don't seem to have the kinds of relationships with them that I should. That's a great place for Coaching for Results to come in, because we can help that leader to totally shift the paradigm on the way that they observe themselves as a leader.
Okay, now tell me a little bit about the process. Are you helping to identify strengths and weaknesses? How does this process work?
That is what makes coaching such a phenomenal art, because what it is, coaching by its very essence, is a dance with the client. And it's a dance where you move with the client where they are experiencing the greatest amount of pain. So, for example, in many cases, the client may not know what they're experiencing. They may not know what their strength is or what the weakness is or what even is the cause of the breakdown that they're experiencing at the time. So our coaching team can go out and help them not only to identify that, but help them to proactively lay out a strategy to overcome it, to work right through the breakdown so that they achieve what they want to accomplish. So we can do all kinds of dancing, if you will, with them. You know, we can start with strengths. If they have a strength, we can help them improve it. We can help them identify it. We can help them identify their weaknesses and work on developing those weaknesses into strengths. We can help them to coordinate communication within either a relationship or a team or whatever it might be. So it's very, very multidimensional, and that's because as coaches, we're trained to dance. We're trained to be in a conversation that totally moves with the client, so that we don't have any agenda in the conversation. Our agenda is that client's pain, their breakdown, and then helping them to overcome it.
Does an individual need to be in pain before they come to you?
No. As a matter of fact, a lot of our clients, particularly in the business domain, they're all growing companies, if you will, right now, and they want to grow larger and bring in new employees, and they want to ensure that they're getting the right employees, or they want to become better leaders because they're growing and they just want to make sure that they're able to serve their new employees and their company with the greatest amount of leadership that they have at their disposal. So there's various reasons why companies would go to us.
So when you say
the only people, if I could, just one more thing,
sure,
though, Dave, real quick, because this is pretty important.
Please do.
The only type of person that doesn't hire us, though, is somebody who's satisfied with where they are.
Okay, that's where I was going, so thank you. Tell me more about that.
You know, they always say that for a person that's in a real state of dependence on some form of abuse, for example, that there is no hope of recovery until they acknowledge the fact that they're in that abuse situation. So,
okay,
you know, we think of the classic illustrations like, I can't help you to stop drinking until you admit that you're drinking too much. So,
right, so if they're perfectly happy, they don't want to change, you're not there to force change on anybody.
Right, and we can't help somebody that doesn't want to create change either in their organization or in their own personal life or lifestyle or leadership style.
I wanted to ask you about that. We've talked about the corporate life, corporate goals. Do you, in your coaching and in your programs, do you venture outside of corporate life into relationships balance and spiritual balance and the other things that make us whole?
Oh, that's a really good question, because what ends up happening is, no matter if they're a business owner, a leader in a corporation, or just a person that wants to achieve something bigger than what they are at the present time, there seems to be a fundamental conversation that is unavoidable when you work with another human being to achieve something that's currently not available to them. and that is that whole issue of balance. So I actually have developed in our company, Coaching for Results, a philosophy that there is a balance between the spiritual element, the emotional element, the physical element, and the satisfaction or the excellence that you derive from your business. Mm-hmm. So, and the four of them need to be in a state of balance. And when they are not, that's when we experience breakdowns.
Okay.
So it's not unusual to have that wheel, as we've all seen, that wheel have an area where it just took a big giant hit and it's indented. And that's an area that would always be addressed in a coaching relationship. And it doesn't matter if you're working with a leader in a company or if you're working with a person who just wants to improve an area of their life.
Now, do you work?
So, yes, the balance is essential to a successful coaching relationship.
Okay, and while we're on coaching, do you just work with the leaders of an organization and let things trickle down, or do you work with every individual in an organization?
What will happen is with organizations that we have been retained by, we will work with the people that they essentially tell us to work with. So I'll give you a couple quick examples. We have a Canadian client, and we work directly with the CEO from the Canadian client. On the other hand, we have a client right here in our local community in Thousand Oaks, California, where we work with the whole entire team. And we'll help them from everything from strategic planning to doing orientations for new employees, and we're involved at every step of the way. So it really once again goes back to that whole idea of the dance with the client. We literally go where and serve them where they would like to be served.
Okay, great. Now, you also do seminars, is that right? We've talked a lot about coaching, and I want to get back to the STAR program a little bit. You talked about it with such passion, I want to go back and revisit that. But tell me, I know I've seen your website, and it talks about seminars.
Right. Yeah, the very first company that we established at Coaching for Results was the seminar element to that company. And the whole intention of seminars was to create exposure for people who weren't quite sure what we had to offer. In other words, they'd heard of developing systems and processes, or they've heard of some leadership possibilities where they could learn how to become a better leader, but they weren't quite sure what that really entailed. So the seminars were designed to create a one-day exposure to the types of work that Coaching for Results does in support of its clients, using just the foundational elements of all of the work that we're trained in, and then sharing that with the seminar participants. So in our schedule for the calendar year 2007, we'll start up again in September.
Okay. And who goes to the seminar? Is it the CEO of a company? Can a person who maybe is in a brand new startup, doesn't have any employees, benefit from the seminar as well as your services?
Yeah, that's another good question. We have basically four different seminars that we put on. One is called Pursuing Freedom from Your Business. So that's for companies and business owners who are kind of just stuck. They're stuck in their business. They can't seem to really become what we call the entrepreneur. They can't get outside of doing the work of the business and get out of it to grow it. So they're just kind of day by day just making ends meet and really experiencing pain because they're working 15 hours, not taking vacation, sometimes not even taking a salary or whatever it might be. That's one seminar, and that's very, very well attended in most cases. Our second one is a leadership seminar, and that's generally intended to focus on business owners, leaders in organizations, managers, people who have employees under them that they're responsible for.
Okay.
Our third seminar is a personal growth seminar where we deal with the issues of communication and change and looking at balance in your life. So talking about balance, that's a perfect segue right there. That seminar is phenomenal. And then the fourth one is a multi-dimensional seminar where we will bring in guest speakers, and we will feature various types of support tools that you could use to grow as a human being. We deal with the issues of finances, we deal with the issues of physicality or physical fitness, we deal with the issues of emotional fitness, spiritual fitness, and introduce the concept of business fitness as well. So we basically have four different seminars that we will offer in the course of our seminar schedule.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's not a quick fix. It's not a go to one seminar and life is all grand. And after looking for a quick fix for 5 to 10 years, we realized there's no such thing as a quick fix. So it sounds like you've got a program here where we can start at an introductory level and then work our way up and become a better rounded leader, yes, but more so a better rounded person.
Absolutely.
And where would I start? Do I start with a seminar? Do I start with coaching? What do you recommend?
When a client is intrigued by what Coaching for Results has to offer, there's basically three factors that they need to evaluate and consider before making the decision to engage the services of Coaching for Results. The first one is, what is it that they're looking to accomplish? Number two is, how much are they willing to spend to accomplish that? Okay. And then number three, who would they like to have support them in that? We have a fairly competitive industry, coaching per se. The distinction between what Coaching for Results has to offer and what many of our quote-unquote competitors have to offer is that we have only certified coaches at Coaching for Results. So all of us have gone through programs to actually become a coach. And we are not consultants, so we're not like business consultants, or we haven't gone through school to be a hypnotherapist, for example, or something like that. So we don't offer consultancy, but we offer a phenomenal coaching program.
So tell me the difference real quick between, say, a coach and a consultant.
The difference basically between a coach and a consultant is that a whole idea that I've reiterated many times already is the dance. Mm-hmm. A good coach does not have an agenda other than the agenda of their client. So a good coach is a great listener, followed by a great listener, followed by, did I hear this correctly? And then finally, what if we tried this? What if we experimented with this? What would you think if we went this way? So that the suggestions that are relayed to the client are ones that the client literally has to adopt as their own. Whereas a consultant comes in and says, okay, you do this, 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 and we'll do it for you.
So the coaching is coming from the person inside out. Is that what
exactly
I hear you say? Whereas consulting, did I say that right? Coaching comes from the inside out, and then consulting is almost the exact opposite, from the outside in.
Totally. What a good coach does is they pull everything out of the client. So that's the inside out. So it's literally pulled out and then fed back in a way that creates growth. Consultancy, or being a consultant, is coming in and literally telling, you know, throwing it, regurgitating stuff to the organization or the person and expecting that somehow that's going to catch on.
But isn't that what we want as a society today? We want the Band-Aid. We want the quick fix. We want the instant results. And does it take a fairly humble-minded person to come to you and say, okay, let's delve into the inside? Because, you know, a lot of us, we're kind of protective on what's inside.
Exactly. Yes, it does. And that's why coaching is not for everybody. And I mean, that's quite all right.
Okay.
But if you fundamentally, as either a human being or as an organization, you really want to create change, we know that lasting change isn't going on a diet.
Right.
In other words, taking Jenny Craig or something and then expecting all of a sudden we're going to lose all this weight. It's a fundamental lifestyle change. And it's a fundamental organizational change. And that can only happen if you, as the either the person that's being coached or the organization that's being coached, goes along and dances with your coach. In other words, you do the same things that you are hearing and listening to and implement them either in either your life or your organization.
And sooner or later we get tired of the Band-Aids. Sooner or later we figure out that they're not working.
Well, as soon as you put the 30 pounds back on, you go, oh my gosh, I just wasted, and now I got to figure out how to take that weight off again.
I know you've seen me in person, so I'm wondering if I'm taking a hint here from you. But
no, Dave, there was no, it was an example that.
That's okay, we have editing.
So. Okay, let's edit that then. And that's actually okay if you use that, because I think they even understand if you don't stay on their program.
Sure.
The weight's going to come back.
They're a system, right?
I mean, they tell you that. You've got to stay on it. It's got to be a complete lifestyle change.
Right, right. And that's the same within any weight loss program or any program. Now, let me delve into some meat here with an example. I've heard the term $100,000 ceiling. There's an up-and-coming professional, and they're out there taking the bull by the horns or the world by the bull, or something like that, and they're doing okay. They've got their first goal met at about $100,000 a year. You know, maybe it's 90, maybe it's 120, somewhere in there, and they just can't seem to get beyond that, and yet they want to. I've heard say that you're not going to get past the $100,000 goal because you're using $100,000 tactics and methods and principles to try to earn $250,000 a year, and they're different. So if I'm coming to you, let's use me as an example. Give me something of value that I can walk away with today, and our listeners can walk away with today to say, how would you take this? And maybe it's a $250,000 trying to get up to $500,000, or maybe it's
right.
Any number.
You've created a really good scenario. So I have what we call in coaching. You have a winning strategy to achieve $100,000.
Right.
So human tendency says I can use that winning strategy to now bump me up to the next level. The reality of it is we play games at that next level differently than we played them at the $100,000 level.
Right.
So our coaches would be working with that client to say, okay, does it appear that the strategies that got you to the $100,000 level, does it look like those could be effective in getting you to the $250,000 level? So we would start and ask them what might be effective for you to go to that level. Depending on how they respond, we would have a conversation about that. And then we would start working on, okay, what are people at the $200,000 level doing? Or the $250,000 level, what are they doing?
That's different,
right?
What
could we do to begin implementing some of the things that they're doing? So Tony Robbins calls that mirroring. And with that idea of mirroring, it means that we begin looking at things that the people in the $250,000 bracket are doing that would be a transparent course of action for us. In other words, it would fit with who we are as a human being, and we begin implementing those. Meanwhile, along that process of that conversation, then we're checking in with each other to make sure that those actions that we're now doing fit and are comfortable and are part of who we are, so that they're not creating a tension for us. So, and we would continue that conversation and continue moving in that direction until we achieve the objective or determine that some of the strategies that we were using were not working. And at that point in time, we would redirect and we would start working on some new strategies to get there. So, I'll give you a really good example of one instance that just happened, as a matter of fact, with a client we have in Milwaukee, an IT company. We're working with this company, and they have retained a marketing company to help them grow their business. And so my first question to them was, well, how's the marketing program working? We're not doing it. So I go, oh, okay. So in my own mind, I'm thinking breakdown, and we're looking at it. And so our questions start along the lines of, okay, so would you like to market? Yeah, we'd like to market. Okay, so and then you can see how the conversation's going to go. So then we ask them, okay, how could we help you to create the opportunity to do your marketing? Well, we need more time. Okay, so if I can give you more time, will you market? And so what we ended up doing, and I'll just really cut to it because it was about an hour long piece of work that we had to do with our client to get him that. I asked if I could buy an hour of their day for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I now have them committed to giving me 1 hour a day for 2 weeks. And guess what we're going to do in that 1 hour per day for 2 weeks? We're going to do the marketing program that they haven't been able to do.
Okay. You know, figure out.
So it's already, it's all action planned. It's all laid out. And it was a breakthrough for them. And then they didn't realize that it was just that actual conversation that led to the breakthrough. Wow, gosh, if I just do it for an hour. And we're gonna follow through with them on that. And the other part of that is the accountability. Now they're going to report to me every day what they did during that 1 hour that I got to buy from them.
I love what you're saying. I threw an example at you, and you showed me how you're taking something from the inside out. You started out by saying, okay, here's what somebody who's making $200,000 a year does. Let's do some of those things. It's not that simple. What I hear you saying is we're going to find out what things that they might be doing that is in alignment with your personality and with your morals and you as a person. And
absolutely.
I really appreciate that. And the accountability, again, is so key.
Yeah, that's a whole nother part of the coaching conversation that I think brings the credibility of a good coach in comparison to the good consultant. And that's another distinction that's very important. A good coach, it creates the accountability. A good consultant is accountable because of the paycheck they're getting.
Right.
Do you see the difference? In other words, the consultant is accountable to the person that's paying them. The coach is accepting accountability from their client.
Now, William, I wanted to get back to the STAR package you talked about. I know you're very passionate about that. Something that intrigued me about the STAR package, you said that you guarantee satisfied and performing employees. Anybody that's tried to hire employees or fire employees or keep employees happy or keep them miserable, whatever their winning formula is, it doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, and I think that's why we designed and developed that product. It was for that reason and that reason alone. There is such pain in the business community over the whole process of bringing people into their organizations. And it was designed out of the pain that our clients were experiencing about having employees that were doing the work that only they could do at this time. So with all of the pain that our clients were experiencing, we needed to come up with something because we knew we were going to hit this every step of the road from here on in, and sure enough we do. The whole idea around it is what can we do to save our clients time, effort, energy, and money? They were spending countless numbers of hours interviewing people. The common misconception in the whole realm of bringing people into your organization as employees is I just need to hire somebody. So we have this philosophy that, well, we're going to hire somebody and then everything's going to be fine. And we know that not to be true. We've seen it too often that is exactly the opposite of the way that we're going to experience that whole action. So we designed this program called the STAR package that was designed to eliminate that breakdown in the life of an organization. And basically it looks something like this, and I'll make this kind of quick. If I could save you 80 to 85% of time and effort and energy that you put into candidates that would not fit that position, would that be something that would help your organization?
Certainly.
So we decided that we could do that. So through that scorecarding process, we were able to develop a way of doing so much pre-screening that only the top candidates rose to the top. So now what's happening is our clients, and I can give one because we've actually used this example before. We have an IT client in Thousand Oaks, California, Servicore Systems, and they are the ones who have actually gone through and entertained the idea of looking at over 1,000 resumes. They've talked to 200 on the phone. That was 80%.
Okay.
They've interviewed 13.
Wow.
And they've hired 3.
So the top 3.
The top 3 out of that 1,000. So what the whole intention here was to get them to spend time with the people who were most likely to be the ones that could fill the requirements of that position.
So you're taking all that headache away from me, is that right?
Yes.
That's pretty great.
And there's actually even a kicker to that. That is that once they're at that stage, most people think, okay, all we do is hire them and we're done. And then all of a sudden it's like we got this perfect employee. Well, in the STAR package, that's only like 60% of the way through the process. There's still several more things that need to be done before that candidate even becomes an employee in our organization. And that's where we really, really create the separation between the people who want a job and the people who want to come into our organization and help us become a better, thriving organization.
So I'm reading the book Good to Great. Well, I'm listening to it on audio. And they're talking about the author, is it Jim Collins?
Yes, Jim Collins.
Jim Collins is the author.
For us.
Talks about just that. Talks about you want a great company, you need great people. And you don't need great people as you go, you need to get the great people first. Take the time out and do it right. And as I'm hearing that from him, I scratch my head and go, okay, but how in the world does that happen? And you've just told me.
And as a matter of fact, the power of this package is that it is so comprehensive and so thorough, and after customizing it to that company, it becomes so turnkey that the organization will make the claim, and that's why we guarantee it, will make the claim that it will literally save them, if you're a larger organization, hundreds of thousands of dollars over the first, you know, the first couple of years that you use this program.
Hmm. Now, can a smaller company use this?
And a smaller company cannot afford not to use it. Because a small company, and it was really designed for the small company, a small company cannot afford to have one employee that doesn't work out. One bad employee can destroy one small company.
Sure. If you've got 2 employees and 1 owner, 1 bad employee, that's 33% of the company. Right,
33%,
there.
And we know what that can do. That that can literally drive the company right out of business. So the small company, you know, has got to put a process in place when they're getting ready to bring in to fill a vacancy or a position in their organization. The whole idea in anybody that's listening to your program, I would really like to encourage them to operate out of a position or a place of abundance and not one of scarcity. When we operate out of scarcity, that's when we make decisions of filling a vacancy immediately with the first person that comes along, or taking the first possible action that I could take, although it might be the wrong one. So if we're thinking about making and changing our lives or our organizations, operate from a place of abundance, saying something to the effect of, if I don't have to do this right now, would I still do it? And that's a fairly powerful question to ask yourself.
So I'm curious. I'm going to take us a different direction here real quick, because I've got to satisfy my curiosity. How in the world did you get started in all of this?
That's a great question. And I had worked for the Boy Scouts of America for 21 years, which is where I received and a lot of the learning that I've been able to bring into the coaching program. In 1986, I was exposed to coaching as an industry and went through a Boy Scout coaching program, and it was significantly different than they are now. But I was leading and training and coaching teams throughout the organization, and I needed to have some tools to be able to do that because these teams were experiencing breakdowns and things weren't working the way they were supposed to be, and the leaders weren't really serving them the way they needed to. So they would have us come in and help in those situations. And so I began to develop this passion just for helping people and helping leaders to do their work better and to do it more comfortably and to do it from a place of the other person as opposed to a place of me first.
Mm-hmm.
So in leadership, we call that self-serving leadership versus servant leadership. In other words, am I focused on the other person or am I focused on myself? And it was that whole philosophy that led me to start this company when I separated from that organization in 2004.
Okay, great. Now, we are running a little bit short on time, but I want to ask you a couple more questions about you as a person. Who were some of your inspirations? Who were some of your heroes growing up?
Well, growing up, I looked primarily at athletes, and so I think some of the greatest athletes that I ever saw when I was growing up were guys like Bart Starr and Johnny Unitas and Don Drysdale and Willie Mays and guys like that. And I just really looked to the athlete. And they're quite a bit different now, and so I don't really use that. And now I use the leaders like Jesus Christ in the Bible. That's probably the greatest role model that I have ever read about or seen or experienced. And then I look into organizations right now, and I look to companies that are doing profit sharing and really investing in the lives of their employees. So I look to organizations now and like the IBMs of the world and Microsoft and Hewlett Packard and some of the organizations that have been able to very effectively be what Good to Great calls visionary companies. They've placed their employees at the heart and soul of their company. And as a result of that, those companies have been built to last. And that's another book by Jerry Porras. And then my whole way of looking at the company and my relationship to it and my relationship with the people I get to work with, employees and clients, they all revolve around the reading and the philosophy that I've obtained from the great men and women in our field, the likes of Zig Ziglar and John Maxwell and Stephen Covey. And just learning and listening and growing and actually getting to benefit from their teachings have been the instrumental core, and I think in my own personal development, but also my organizational development as well.
Great. For our listeners, what's the next step? To get more involved with your programs, to learn more about your programs, obviously they can go to your website.
Yes. coaching-for-results.com.
Great. Do you have a telephone number they can reach you directly?
Probably the best number would be our toll-free number, and that's 1-877-767-1549.
I'm going to repeat that. It's 1-877-767-1549. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Great. Well, William, I am very excited about the interview that we just had. I got a lot out of it. What we talked about, three different areas of production, three different value points, one being coaching, the other being hiring through the STAR package, and the other the seminars that you provide. Before we started our interview, you had mentioned some incentive programs that you're offering to our listeners today. Tell us what you're offering.
We would like to offer anybody that comes through Interviews with Prosperity a couple things. If they would like to see a profile of how they respond to change, leadership, learning, or management or in sales, we can give them an assessment, and we'll do that at no cost to your clients. The second one would be, we'd be very willing, if they were serious about a coaching relationship, we would, for your listeners only, we would take 20% off the price of the package that they would be purchasing.
That's great. You kind of threw me there with the assessment, because you didn't mention that at the beginning, and you're just adding value, and that's great. Our listeners can take advantage of the assessment, and you said that's free, is that right?
Yes.
Free assessment and 20% off whichever package meets their needs at that point. That's pretty great. Well, I want to thank you for being on our show today. You have been a great asset to our program. You're passionate about your story, and I know you're out there creating a lot of value for people, and I'm walking away today with some of that value, and I'm excited about that. So I appreciate you being on. Did I miss anything? Is there anything, any words of wisdom you want to leave us with?
Yeah. Well, I very much appreciate being on as well, and it's always a pleasure, and I do hope that we are able to share some words of wisdom, if you will, or just encourage your community. And I think the most important thing that I probably would like to summarize, and that is, when we look at growth per se, as either a human being or an organization, let's look at it from the perspective of abundance and not scarcity. So when we make our decisions, let's operate from a position of abundance, and meaning that if I don't have to do this right now, would I still do it? And that becomes a powerful way to make decisions, and one that really allows you to grow. And I think if you start doing that right now, you will see a phenomenal change in the way that you observe life in general and the way you experience it.
And I have to agree with you 100% there. And again, appreciate you. We will catch up with you down the road, and I'm sure we'll be doing some more things together in the future. That wraps up our show for Interviews with Prosperity. I thank you for listening, and be sure to catch our next edition. This is Dave Charbonneau asking you, what's your story?
If you would like more information regarding today's featured guest or host, or if you have a story you'd like to tell, please visit us at interviewswithprosperity.com or tune in to hear more interviews at appliedprosperity.com. Please note that any comments and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect the views of Applied Prosperity LLC or its affiliates. All content is presented for entertainment or informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as legal or professional advice. Applied Prosperity LLC holds all rights to the following trademarks: Interviews with Prosperity, Applied Prosperity Magazine, and the term What's Your Story, as well as all artwork and audio content presented with this program. Thanks for listening.